your excellencies, my lords, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Sid. How the blazes did you get in? The Embassy Lock, written by Laurie Wyman, starring Frank Thornton and Derek Francis. For most of us, abroad is the place where they will drive on the wrong side of the road, insist on eating foreign muck, and make tea out of warm orange juice and herbal tobacco. Fortunately, in most abroad places, there's one bastion of civilization, the British Embassy. One such abroad place is the Kingdom of Tratvia, where the British ambassador is Sir Jeremy Crichton Buller. His first secretary is Mr. Henry Pettigrew, and together they face diplomatic problems and international crises with quiet confidence, calm dignity, and in most cases, blind ignorance. Each day seems to produce a new threat to their diplomatic survival, and today's no exception. This time it's an extremely glamorous British tourist who challenges Mr. Pettigrew with a somewhat baffling situation.
Miss Trent, let's start again. What do you mean you've lost it? You haven't been in the country 10 minutes. You haven't had time to lose anything.
Well, I know it sounds ridiculous, Mr. Pettigrew.
Henry, actually. No need to be formal here. After all, we're both British.
Well, all right then, Henry.
Oh, how delightful. The way you say... I'm so sorry. You were saying...
I've lost it.
Quiet.
My hotel. When I turned the corner where I thought it was, it wasn't. It was a chemist instead.
Terribly unnerving for you. Would you like me to get you a cup of hot sweet tea, or would a dirty grey gin be more fun?
Well, I think it's just a little early for the gin, but perhaps some other time. Henry...
By all means, Miss...
Mary.
Mary. Oh, what a delightful name. As I understand it, Mary, you arrived in Tratvia, booked into your hotel, and then went shopping.
Yes. I wanted a bar of soap.
And during this expedition, you lost your hotel.
Exactly. I suppose I was lucky in one way. Finding a chemist where I thought my hotel was did mean I could buy the soap. Incidentally, what does flora hygienicus mean in Pratton?
Carbolic.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of.
Now, about this hotel of yours, what was its name?
Well, it's the silliest thing.
I had the feeling it would be. Do you know the name of the street it was in?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask that.
Oh, dear. Well, at least you're right about one thing, Mary.
What?
You have definitely lost it. No, please. No, wait. No, none of that. I haven't the time. Oh, no. Simpkins.
Yes, Mr. Pettigrew.
What kept you? Well, never mind. See that an embassy car is put at the disposal of Miss Trent. Tell the driver to tour the city until she recognizes her hotel. Unfortunately, she's forgotten its name and its whereabouts.
Oh, what a shame, sir. Perhaps you'd like me to accompany the lady just to see that she comes to no harm.
I'll do better. I'll make certain she doesn't. You stay here.
Just as you say, Mr. Pettigrew.
Good man.
I really can't think how to thank you enough, Henry.
Can't you? Well, if you get any inspirations, phone me here. And I'm free on Thursday evening.
Pettigrew! Stop!
I knew that would happen. It's the ambassador. Coming, sir.
Pettigrew!
I'm on the way, sir.
Obviously, but come here instead. It's urgent.
So sorry to keep you waiting, sir.
Sorry to blast you, well, think. Her Majesty's government doesn't pay you to chat up the local birds, you know.
That bird wasn't local, sir.
What?
She's a British bird, sir. She wanted me to accompany her back to her hotel.
Pettigrew... I feel sure there is a happier way of phrasing that.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, she'd forgotten where the hotel was situated, sir, so I've sent her on a tour of the city in an embassy car until she recognizes it.
Oh, law, another one of those. You make sure this one pays for the petrol, or we'll have used up all the treasury allowance, and I'll have to visit the Royal Palace on roller skates.
Of course, sir. Can't have you living dangerously, can we? I mean, for a man of your age to start whizzing about... Well, you're obviously far too old.
when one reaches a certain...
Mr. Pettigrew, you are supposed to be in the diplomatic corps.
Quite, sir.
Then diplome.
Immediately, sir. You wish to see me about something urgent, sir?
That, Mr. Pettigrew, is putting it mildly. We've had a teleprinter message from Whitehall. The Minister for Economy and Overseas Establishments is making a tour of all the British embassies.
Oh, dear.
Precisely.
I remember the last Minister for Economy issued a directive that every member of the embassy staff was to be rationed to 3 fluid ounces of liquid soap per month.
Good grief.
Fortunately, none of us ever drank the stuff, so it didn't matter.
Mr. Pettigrew, this is serious.
Where is the Minister now, sir?
About 20,000 feet up and about to drop on us from a great height. His plane lands in an hour.
Are you meeting him, sir?
No, we are. Have the rolls brought round to the front in 15 minutes, will you?
If you insist, sir. Excuse me.
Switchboard!
Martha, tell Sydney to bring the rolls round to the front in 15 minutes, please.
Oh, I can't, sir. Sydney's not here. He's taking a lady round the city in the roads so she can look for her hotel shop.
What?
Mr. Simpkins said you authorized it.
Me? I said send her out in an embassy car, not the embassy car.
Oh, Clang.
Oh, Clang is right. Which way do they go?
Oh, forwards, Mr. Pettigrew.
Really? Well, that's something, I suppose.
All right, what's happened now? It's the rolls, isn't it? The blasted thing's purring around all over the city doing hackney carriage work for your British bird.
What size roller skates do you take, sir?
Don't be ridiculous. You lost our blasted rolls. Either get it back or get another one.
I see. As you have not been here long, sir, perhaps there is a little something that I should point out.
What's that?
The British Embassy of Rolls is the only one in Latvia, sir.
The only one?
The Latvian government has come to a discreet arrangement with the Latvian insurance companies to ensure that Latvians can only afford to run a Latvian-made car, sir, in Latvia.
Oh, this is ludicrous. I know this minister is a pompous nit. He'll expect to be met in the rolls, and there'll be hell to pay if he isn't. There must be another rolls out here.
No, sir, not quite. Wait a minute. There is. There's one other.
Well, then don't mess about, man. Get on the blower and borrow it.
Oh, I hardly...
Don't argue, man. Borrow it. Pettigrew,
sir.
Before you borrowed this thing, you might have told me you were borrowing it from a museum.
I did try, sir.
I mean, I wasn't exactly expecting one hot off the production line, but this is ridiculous.
We're so high up off the road, we're almost in outer space.
Nevertheless, she does have an old world elegance, a link with a more gracious age. If you care to examine the tapestry upholstery, which has been so brilliantly restored, you'll find...
Pettigrew, how old is this heap?
It was presented to King Hildebrand I of Latvia by King Edward VII.
Really? Then one can only assume that Teddy was damn glad to get rid of it.
Well, in all fairness, sir, I gather she was made in 1908 and last serviced in 1923.
Was she? In that case, I suggest it's time that His Latvian Majesty changed His Latvian Majesty's garage. How much further is it to the airport?
I'll ask the chauffeur. Would you pass the speaking tube?
Oh, what?
That thing.
Good gracious. I thought it was some form of prehistoric snake that had come home to die. Here you are.
Hello. Now what?
Leave 1966 and not 1908 for a start.
How much further to the airport, driver?
We're there now. There's no need to shout, mate. I haven't got foot ears, you know.
So sorry. Good morning.
Not one of our regular embassy drivers, I take it?
Hardly, sir. A British tourist who went berserk in the casino, picking up a bob or two for his fare home.
Then advance him the rest out of the petty cash before he starts an international incident. His attitude could undo 10 years of patient negotiations in 3 minutes flat.
Yes?
Right then, get out, gentry.
If you see what I mean.
Only too well, sir. After you, sir.
Mind the step down. More of a sheer drop, really.
This way out, sir.
Frankly, gentlemen,
I've never been so frightened in all my life. I've never seen such a short runway on any aerodrome. How our jet didn't go straight through one end of the hangar and out to the other, I'll never know.
I doubt if a pilot did either.
Unfortunately, the aerodrome was designed for tiger moths to land, and they've never got around to modernizing it.
Aye, I can believe that. Spy! That landing put 20 years on me.
Oh, surely not, sir. If you were 20 years older, you'd have retired yet.
Let it grow.
I shall diplome immediately.
Well, come along, gentlemen, come along. Let's not forget that time is money, and I've got to report on 3 more embassies this week.
Good gracious. We thought that you'd be here for days, sir.
Well, unfortunately, my visit to our chaps in Rome took me considerably longer than I expected.
Well, that must have been hell for you, sir.
Oh, part of the job, Mr. Pettigrew. One just has to put up with getting sunburnt in the call of duty. I have a feeling my visit to Monaco might get extended a bit as well.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Well, if you dare care to come this way, Minister, the car...
Over there. Oh, thank you, Sir Jeremy. The sooner we get to... That's not a car. It's the Ark.
Well, now you come to mention it, sir, I suppose with a few sails and a giraffe or two.
Why on earth didn't you inform my department about this before? I trust I am as aware of the old country's need for economy as anyone. But we really can't have our ambassador driving about in the deluxe version of an old Bill Puss. So I'll see you get one of the new Rolls as soon as I get back to Whitehall. What? Oh, don't thank me, Sir Jeremy. It's the taxpayers' money, not mine. And just for once, I'd say the expense is more than justified.
Pettigrew?
Not guilty. let us hasten to assure you, Minister, that we're perfectly content with our present role.
Oh, perfectly.
Nonsense. You must have one of the new models. It's good for Britain's image, you know. Particularly as there seems to be a market for him in Capua.
What fun?
Well, there's one of the 1958 models driving along the main road.
There can't be. The only Rolls in Capua belongs to... Oh, that one.
Very pretty.
Yes, wasn't she? I wonder why she waved at us.
Oh, Lord.
Ah,
surely that's obvious, Minister. I mean, you're such a distinguished-looking man. I mean, there's an air of dignity and aplomb about you that sets you apart as a man of the world.
Oh, I know what you mean. You're not the first to have said it, you know.
Of course not, Doll. I imagine you were.
What?
I imagine you were instantly recognized from your pictures in the paper, sir.
Now, that's a funny thing. Only once have I ever had my picture in the papers. And that with the back of my head behind the PM's face. I think it's a conspiracy. I've sent all the editors hundreds, but they never use them.
How very frustrating for you.
Oh, it is, it is. There's one of me in my morning suit. Me in the garden with my peacocks. A thoughtful me beside Big Ben. And here I've just tumbled.
Oh, I'd love a copy of that one.
I admit it's just dawned on me. I wonder which embassy that Rolls with the young lady in the back comes from. Didn't you notice it had CD plates on it?
Perhaps it was the Japanese embassy there. I mean, they know how to copy everything.
Oh, exactly.
After all, Minister, I mean, if they can copy German cameras, they're bound to be able to make a Japanese Rolls-Royce, aren't they? Shall we get back to the embassy?
Mind the step up into the car, sir. It's higher than you think.
It was hell. Sheer unadulterated hell.
Oh, that must have been nice for you, dear. Oh.
Daphne, I'm in the muck. And if you say that'll be nice for you, dear, I shall not be responsible for my actions.
Oh, just as you say, dear. Oh, by the way, I had a call from Lady Caroline in London this morning. Fascinating how young she sounds on the phone. Mind you, I think it's the voice she's cultivated especially.
Daphne!
She just wondered if there was any chance of you being recalled for, well, urgent discussions at the Foreign Office or anything on the 19th of
Daphne!
March. And apparently, their daughter, Elvira, is coming out. and although from what she said... from what she said about Elvira in the past, I should think she's not so much coming out as being ejected. Pass me that other ball of wool, would you, dear?
What?
Never mind, I can reach it myself. Of course, you remember that ghastly thing Elvira had about that funny little Greek poet called Arthur. He always said that the moment he found a rhyme for toilet, he'd be absolutely...
Jeffrey! I am in the muck.
Oh, that'll be nice for you, dear. What is the matter, dear?
Oh, I don't know why I bother. Daphne, did you or did you not see the vehicle that Pettigrew and I had to use to drive to the airport this morning?
The vehicle? What? Oh, that! Yes, wasn't it sweet? Such lovely tapestry inside, and the way you all had to take that little run before you could jump up.
For pity's sake, I'm ruined.
Oh, then you should have jumped up just the time.
I mean, the blasted thing isn't ours. We borrowed it from the Tratvian Transport Museum, but the minister thinks that it belongs to the embassy.
Oh, I see, dear. Pass that other ball of wool, will you, please? My goodness, doesn't this stuff knit up quickly? What I don't understand is the fact that it's supposed to be a pair of mittens. You see, but it's the tenth ball of wool I've used already. They look more like tram driver's gauntlets, but I think there must be a tram driver somewhere.
Oh, for crying out loud, woman, what am I going to do? The minister is having a brand new rule sent out, and he'll expect us to send that elderly mobile greenhouse back in exchange.
Oh, yes, dear, I suppose he will. Couldn't you just explain to him what happened?
Daphne, take my word for it. The minister is not the sort of man who cares to know that he's been made a right noddy. The first thing he did when we arrived at the embassy was to cable to London about it. He's having a new rule sent out as top priority.
Kind of him, dear. I suppose it was the return journey from the airport that made him feel so urgent. He certainly did look a bit white, and he had a very funny walk when he arrived.
Well, he reckoned he'd never be the same again. What am I going to do?
Well, dear, I know I'm just as silly about these things as a rule, but how about suggesting to the minister that in the interests of diplomatic relations, Britain should donate the vintage car to the Tractian Transport Museum? At least that will get it back to where it belongs, or would that be too underhand?
It would be underhand, thoroughly un-British, downright dishonest, and what a damn good idea. I'll suggest it at the embassy ball tonight, if some idiot doesn't blow the gaff first.
His Excellency the Ambassador to China, Mr. Fei Yong Tu, and Mrs. Fei Yong Tu.
How do you do? So kind of you to come.
100,000 apologies for ill manners, ladies. Unfortunately, China Embassy is situated on other side of railway level crossing, and we were obliged to wait for passing of 9:35 slow and incredibly long good train to Belgrade.
I see. How very irritating.
Most certainly. China intends to protest to United Nations over the fact that China always late at all functions because China always stuck on other side of Brassey's level crossing.
Well, now you mention it, I have noticed.
All visits by China Embassy have to be planned to coincide with level crossing gates not being shut. Last month, we missed Bolshoi Ballet, but instead saw 2 hours of very highly skilled chanting.
Very exhilarating for you. Now, if you and your wife would care to go in, I think you'll find everyone else here.
Ah, most kind. Finding everyone else already here, rapidly becoming old Chinese custom.
I can imagine. Simpkins, sir, would you kindly escort the Chinese ambassador and his good lady into the ballroom, please?
Certainly, sir, my pleasure. Do come this way. Would you care for a snortful of sake and snowder?
Most kind.
Pettigrew?
Sir?
Is that the lot?
It is indeed, sir. The usual protocol has been observed. First, the American embassy with higher fellas wear the high bob. And lastly, the Chinese embassy with the
regrets for unavoidable delay caused by 1,600 coal trucks on the upline.
Thank heaven for that. Where's the minister?
Circulating, sir. Buzzing around like a Zornich codlet, sir.
Why, sir, what?
That's Trappian for a blue-ended fly, sir.
Well, swat him next time round. I must speak to him. What's he doing anyway?
Pounding around trying to find the Trappian press. He's trying to get his photograph taken and bunged on the front page tomorrow morning.
Snap-happy idiot. Where's Simpkins? I told him to organize the photographers. Simpkins! Simpkins!
Sir?
Well, what kept you? Simpkins, where's the three of press photographers you were supposed to have organized?
He's outside on the set, sir.
What the blazes is he doing there?
Waiting to take a candid shot of the minister as he arrives, sir.
You steaming idiot, he's not going to arrive.
Now, why not, sir? Can't he come?
You're putting it, he come and staying here.
Oh, dear, I've made a boo-boo.
Excuse me, sir. I think our Zornich codlap is about to settle.
Where?
There, sir. He's talking to the curator of the Trappian Transport Museum.
Oh, well, I suppose... Who invited him?
I did, sir.
Simpkins, do you realize what will happen if the subject of a 1908 Rolls Royce comes up?
Yes, Mr. Pettigrew, I shall have made the biggest boo-boo of all time.
Quick, break him up. Separate him.
How, sir?
I don't know. Use a bucket of cold water, anything.
A bucket of cold water.
I've got it, sir. The photographer. Let's get our hunk of governmental beefcake out on the steps to have his picture taken. You'll never resist that.
Brilliant, Pettigrew. Simpkins, warn that Trappian thistle beaten of yours that we're coming. We'll get the minister.
Now, very interesting, curator. And what year did you say your prize exhibit was made?
The 1908, Minister. Your King Edward VII presented it to King Hildebrand I.
I have a feeling I know the model. Isn't it the one that has the tapestry upholstery?
Why, yes. Ours has been brilliantly restored.
Mm, and doesn't it have a speaking tube that looks like some form of prehistoric snake that's come home to die?
Well, how could you mention it?
In fact, one might almost describe it as the deluxe version of an old Bill Bus.
Indeed it is. Oh, I can't tell you how nice it is to meet a fellow enthusiast. Look, I'd invite you round to the museum to see ours, but unfortunately, I'm told the car is out on loan at the moment.
Is it rare?
Yes! But it's due back tomorrow. Oh, there might be time. When did your plane leave?
Midday.
Oh, what a shame. That's when it's due back.
I thought it might be.
Oh, there you are, Minister. I'm so sorry to interrupt your conversation, but something that might interest you has just come up.
It most certainly has. Oh, Lord, too late.
If you could come at once, Minister, the press is waiting outside.
Oh, never mind the Who is waiting?
The photographer, sir. He wants to take a shot of you on the embassy entrance steps for the front page of the Trappian papers tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's different. Yeah. Now, where's my comb? I knew I had it on me somewhere. Whatever for. Now, come along, do. I'm going to have my photo took.
Minister, about the rose, I do assure you that there is a perfectly simple explanation. If you could give us sufficient time to work it out.
Well, after my report is completed, Mr. Pettigrew, I think I can say that you'll have all the time you could possibly wish for. Now then, where at rest? Where are they?
Oh, just outside at the foot of the steps, sir. Turnbull, open the doors.
Very good, sir.
Turnbull. This is the front door of the British Embassy, not the security block at Durham Jail. This way, Minister. Oh, blast. Lassie's come home.
All planned, I'd say. That was all we needed.
Right, gentlemen. May I inquire where this rose came from?
Well, you could, sir.
But we'd be much happier if you didn't.
Well, let's have a look in the back of the car, shall we? It wouldn't surprise me if it's full of top-secret documents.
But I wouldn't open that door, sir. You'll only get your hands dirty, and there's nothing of any interest, sir.
Ah! Kidnappers!
Good grief, Ushi!
My British bird, sir.
Don't you touch me!
Madam, I've no intention!
Oh, thank heaven you speak English. Save me, save me!
Madam, will you? Don't get off! You let go of me to take your arms out! Madam, will you?
Prosni gratis! Prosni gratis!
What?
Kratzian to smile, please.
Heads of Wigan, what was that?
I'd say it was just about the most candid picture you've ever had taken, Minister.
What? You don't stop it, stop it. He can't take me with... Well, not this, I mean.
Then...
Oh, hello, Henry. We've driven all around the city and I still can't find my hotel.
Well, in that case, Miss Trent, do please go inside. Mr. Simpkins will look after you.
Thank you, Henry.
Not at all, Mary.
Charming. My career ruined, he starts snogging.
I wouldn't say it was as bad as all that, sir.
Wouldn't you? Well, I would. Statements from the curator of the Trappian Transport Museum and Miss Trent, together with my fully detailed report, should have the pair of you reduced to grade 5 civil service clerk.
No, I hardly think things will come to that. Unless the minister intends to introduce photographic evidence of them.
Introduce what?
Well, if your report is going to be fully detailed, I imagine you'll be including a print of that photograph taken by the Trappian press cameraman just now. The one where Miss Trent had her arms round your...
Never mind.
Oh, is that where they were? How nice of you to tell me. I thought I was going to have to wait until I saw it in the morning paper.
What? That picture mustn't be printed. It must be destroyed.
Ah, now, under certain conditions, I imagine that just might be possible, sir.
Conditions? What conditions?
Well, knowing Mr. Pettigrew as I do, Minister, might I suggest that should you feel it unnecessary to mention the minor misunderstanding over the embassy cars, then Mr. Pettigrew might find it considerably easier to contact the Trappian press and stop the publication of that photograph.
If you see what I mean.
All right, don't harp. I've got the message. I take it there is a night flight from the aerodrome.
Oh, yes, sir.
Right, I'm on it. The car can take me, and you can send my things on to Monaco.
Driver, take the minister to the airport at once. Lovely to have met you, sir. Bon voyage.
You got him. You got him. My congratulations, Pettigrew. Mind you, heaven help us next time he turns up.
No, I don't know, sir. I'd say that whatever the minister objects to in the future, our answer will be in the negative.
Yes. Right, let's get back. I'm tripped the light fantastic with Miss Trent.
Eh? But she's my British bird, sir, not yours.
Hard luck. I'm the ambassador. You can have a quick excuse me with Lady Daphne. Come on.
Embassy Last was written by Laurie Wyman and starred Frank Thornton as Henry Pettigrew and Derek Francis as Sir Jeremy Crichton Buller. The Minister for Economy was played by Richard Caldicott. Lady Daphne Crichton Buller was Charlotte Mitchell. Simpkins was Michael Spice. And the Chinese Ambassador was played by David Fallon. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.